You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We kick off the show, as always, with how the markets have been moving. And I'm joined on the line by Portfolio Manager and Director at Rand Swiss, Gary Boyson, to reflect on today's movements. Good evening, Gary. Lovely to speak to you. The Rand, let's start there. Holding firm, 18 Rand 34 against the dollar. US markets aren't closed for trade today, but a firmer Rand ahead of an election on Wednesday. What do we make of this?
Yeah, so it's a little bit surprising to see how strong the currency is. Surprising to some, I suppose. But we're trading 18.35 against the US dollar currently. As you said, US market closed for Memorial Day. So I think a lot of volume coming out of the market as well. We also have the UK closed for a bank holiday. Looking at the currency, though, I mean, we've traded all the way down to around 18.03, and I think there's a couple of factors that are influencing this. The first is we just haven't seen load shedding, and we're starting to see that feed into the broader economy. We know that there's a big correlation between load shedding and the local currency. We've also seen a reduction in port congestion as well, and on top of all of that, we've also seen a falling oil and petroleum price, but we've seen rising metal prices. So obviously, petroleum and oil are key imports for South Africa, while metals and minerals are a key export for South Africa. So that's also helping to bolster our trade account, giving us better terms of trade. And that is also helping to just firm up the local currency. But as you mentioned, we have obviously an election. We all head to the polls on Wednesday, and that is a massive risk event for the currency as well. So yes, I think treading water ahead of that, but I think a lot of people looking at what's going to pan out on Wednesday and what the many permutations of coalitions that could happen after the fact, each one with their own impact on the local currency as well. So a big risk event coming off. You feel that a lot of traders just maybe have taken a little bit of money off the market. They want to see how this plays out before taking a position.
Speaking of risk events and things that keep the markets on edge, I want to reflect on some of the events from late last week. Let's take a look at those PCE numbers that we got out on Friday, as well as just what that means from a Fed perspective. We know that that is one of their preferred measures of inflation, and it gives a lot of guidance around what they might be thinking where it relates to the US economy.
Yeah, so remember the PCE number is it's the Fed's preferred measure of inflation. So they essentially use this as it's a slightly broader measure of inflation than the normal CPI numbers. So it's absolutely critical. Remember, the Fed obviously targets that 2% inflation rate over time, as well as maximum employment. Now, we had obviously the FOMC minutes last week, and they we're a little bit hawkish, to be honest. A lot of Fed, chatter around the potential for further interest rate hikes if the economy required that. And that, I think, just helped to firm up the dollar. And that's why I think we saw the Rand-dollar pair pushing off that 18.30. So the PCE numbers coming out a little bit later this week, significantly higher than the 2% average. So we've got the PCE deflator on Thursday, and that's going to show us, the expectation is a print of around 3.7%, so well above the 2% target. And then you've got some more PCE numbers coming out on Friday as well, as you mentioned. Now, all of this feeds into our expectations around inflation. And one of the things that we've seen historically is that when the US starts its rate cutting cycle, when we get those first rate cuts coming through to the market, that is very, very good for emerging economies, and specifically commodity-driven emerging economies like South Africa. So we're really focused on when is that going to happen. It could provide a nice tailwind to the South African market. And if I look at where Fed Funds futures are pricing at the moment, it's kind of even money at the moment, whether we're going to get a pause in the September meeting or we're going to get the first cut in September. But the overwhelming expectation now, and that has improved a little bit, is that we are going to get two cuts this year. So two cuts, maybe September, November, maybe September pause and then December, but two cuts probably by the end of the year, which will be, I think, welcome relief for the South African economy. We obviously have the South African Reserve Bank meeting on Thursday as well, and they'll be delivering almost certainly an unchanged announcement. We're not going to see interest rates come down in the local market. Probably see repo sticking at 8.25%. But that, certainly listening to what the governor has to say as well, I think you're going to hear him say he's fairly constrained by what is happening overseas, and global central banks tend to move in tandem. So until we see the US cutting, I can't see the South African Reserve Bank giving us any relief.
That doesn't sound very optimistic, Gary. I need some optimism. Let's look at the OPEC meeting coming up this Sunday. Are we expecting any signs of relief there? We know that the oil price has been struggling between that $80 to $85 range, and markets are kind of saying, well, oil supply is not really at risk at this point, and therefore there's no justification for oil prices to be moving higher on that side of things. And we're seeing that $83 is kind of the midpoint or the holding ground there. What are we expecting OPEC to say?
I suppose it depends which side of the coin you're sitting or what side of that trade you're on. So if you're a Sasol, you're definitely hoping that it goes, that OPEC announces that they continue the output cuts for the rest of the year. I think overwhelmingly that's what we're expecting. So they've got 2.2 million barrels per day being taken out of the market. There's three sources within OPEC that have already said that they are seeing stronger demand. And you talk about optimism. OPEC is incredibly optimistic on global growth. They're saying they're seeing stronger oil demand over the second half of the year, saying they're looking at about 2.25 million barrels per day increase, whereas the International Energy Agency, the IEA, they've only got their estimate at 1.2. So OPEC a little bit more optimistic on global growth. That does say that potentially they're not going to really curtail supply, and that actually means slightly lower oil prices, which terrible for anyone that has a Sasol on oil trade on, but really, really good news for most of us and most consumers that oil is a massive input into inflation, and it's a significant expense, especially if there is load shedding and you need to burn diesel as well just to keep the lights on. So hopefully they're right, and hopefully we have and hopefully they keep the oil flowing, and we see those prices not running away back to $100 a barrel.
Absolutely. We definitely don't want to see the oil prices run away from us. But we'll have to leave it at that, Gary. Thanks so much for those insights. Gary Boyson, Portfolio Manager and Director at Rand Swiss, reflecting on some of the Rand's movements, what's driving some market sentiment at the moment, as well as what we might expect.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.